through the cool shady woods as I was ranging, I heard the pretty bird's notes sweetly changing. Down by a meadow side there runs a river, a little boy I espied with bow and quiver. Little boy, tell me why thou art here siding. Art thou some runaway and hast no biding? I am no runaway, Venus, my mother. She gave me leave to play when I came hither. Little boy, go with me and be my servant. I will take care to see for thy preferment. If I with thee should go, Venus would chide me and take away my bow and never abide me. Little boy, let me know what's thy name termed, that thou dost wear a bow and ghost so armed. You may perceive the same with often changing. Cupid, it is my name, I live by ranging. If Cupid be thy name that shoots at rovers, I have heard of thy fame by wounded lovers. Should any languish that are set on fire by such a naked brat, I much admire. If thou dost but the least at my loss grumble, I'll pierce thy stubborn breast and make thee humble. If I with a golden dart wound thee, but surely there's no physician's art that e'er can cure thee. Little boy, with thy bow why dost thou threaten? It is not long ago since thou was beaten. Thy wanton mother, fair Venus, will chide thee. When all thy arrows are gone, thou mayst go hide thee. Of powerful shafts, you see, I am well stored, which makes my deity so much adored. With one poor arrow now, I'll make thee shiver, and bend unto my bow and fear my quiver. Dear little Cupid, be courteous and kindly. I know thou canst not hit, but shootest blindly. Although thou call'st me blind, surely I'll hit thee. That thou shalt quickly find, I'll not forget thee. Then little Cupid caught his bow so nimble, and shot a fatal shaft which made him tremble. Go tell thy mistress, dear, thou canst discover what all the passions are of a dying lover. And now his gallant heart sorely was bleeding, and felt the greatest smart from love proceeding. He did her help implore, whom he affected, but found that more and more him she rejected. For Cupid with his craft quickly had chosen, and with a leaden shaft her heart had frozen, which caused this lover more sadly to languish, and Cupid's aid implore to heal this anguish. He humble pardon craved for his offense past, and vowed himself a slave and to love steadfast. His prayers so ardent were, whilst his heart panted, that Cupid lent an ear and his suit granted.